Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live? Welcome to another episode of the Slim and Kim Show. We didn't even do our intro.
No, not on this, nah.
But today is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
February 14th, 2022. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, to all you lovers that like to celebrate such a thing. And today we are doing a recap on Jocelyn's Cabaret. Mira, mira, mira.
Right now is Jocelyn's Cabaret Las Vegas. It's on episode 4. And this is basically, we're just reviewing, it's kind of Wet Wet versus the house.
Miss Wet Wet versus the house.
And if winners are sitting here waiting on me to toast with the champagne, the bottle of good night, this host out here is really putting each other here for what?
It starts out like, Jocelyn picks the winners, 4 people that she wants to dance in her cabaret, the 4 girls that did the best, and it was mainly the white girls. Lollipop,
two the white girls, and
Lexi Blow,
my favorite chickie, Lexi Blow. I was hoping Lexi Blow, and then Amber? Yeah, Amber, who I don't like very much, but
so they got picked to perform in Jocelyn's cabaret show or whatever it was, their one night event, and I guess Kate Capri felt some kind of way about that. I don't know. So she like attacked Wet Wet.
Well, she definitely completely instigated a whole.
Well, Wet Wet is annoying.
Yeah, she is, but still.
And they were titties out like, okay, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was annoying. I understand why she threw the water on her.
She has her voice, though. After she was like, after a dumb fight and shit, and then she's sitting there like,
she was funny. She ain't got no ass to save her life, but
she's trying.
She definitely tried. It was funny.
So in the first, because Kate Capri and Wet Wet fought multiple times. Kate Capri threw water on Wet Wet. Wet Wet threw a Red Bull at her face.
Oh God, I know.
Kate Capri's nails were all ripped up.
Oh, no, that was nasty.
But even out of all that, I still think that
Wet Wet got the best of it, right?
Wet Wet still walked away with no marks on. The only thing she was missing was a weave.
Yeah, and they act like because they took her hair like that, they got the best of her.
Like,
yeah.
It was fake. It wasn't real.
Like, you didn't snatch her bald.
Yeah.
I just thought, honestly, I thought that was just unnecessary, and I feel like, what's her name, Kate Capri?
Yeah.
Was just jealous that she didn't get picked and was fuming that she didn't get picked. And, like you said, Wet Wet was definitely annoying. Like, she was definitely annoying. She's kind of over the top with everything.
Yes.
But it was still no reason to start a fight with her. And then act like you were the victim.
But everybody, not just Kate Capri. Kate Capri started with her and attacked her and fought her. But then everyone else in the house used that as an opportunity to
jump
her
on her.
Too.
Yeah.
So then it goes to who's the one that attacks her next?
The white girl.
Gia.
Was it the white girl? Was it the white girl or was it
Black Diamond?
Was it the white girl or was it what's her name?
No, that was later. Raven.
Or Raven.
That was later. Black Diamond attacks her first and ends up, like, still getting her ass beat, gets her arm broken somehow. That's why Raven attacked her later, is because that's her buddy. Black Diamond's her buddy. So.
That's what that was about?
Yeah.
Like.
Black Diamond tried to get her some and then ended up getting the little wet nipples in her mouth.
Like, she got slammed on an. She got slammed. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hit that Charlie Murphy with that one, yo. You can't run up on a John, on a chick, on somebody, and then get beat up. Come on, Raven.
She came running up as fast as she could.
Like she was going to do something. I'm like, oh, shit.
This little tiny thing, and all she did was Wet kind of just moved her hand to the side, and like she fell to the ground. She hopped on top of her.
Tossed her on the ground. Hopped on top of her. It looked bad for you, Raven. And then went around talking about she beat her ass.
Yeah.
You got your ass beat.
I don't think anybody beat her ass.
Nobody. Nobody beat Wet Wet's ass. Not the tall girl, Kay Capri.
Yeah.
Not
Black Diamond.
Not Black Diamond.
Not Raven.
And not Raven.
And then you had later on, let me get to that part where they, All right. So, Wet Wet goes to her room and she sees Gaia Love hiding under the desk.
No songs.
Hiding under the desk.
That was weird. That girl is disturbed.
Nipples hanging out and all, like bush crotch and everything.
Beaver out. The beaver was hanging out. What is wrong with this girl? All right, let's stop it there. I don't want to get copyrighted. What is she talking about? What is she doing?
She's trying to cast the demon out of Wet Wet. She's trying to do
an exorcism?
Yeah, an exorcism. I'm trying to cast the demon out of
you. I'm casting the demon out of Wet Wet. Wet Wet.
But she really was serious, too.
Yeah, she was.
It just wasn't no joke. She was dead serious. Like,
that's the problem. She's so serious. It's scary.
She had her Bible and her holy water and all.
She's so serious. It's scary.
But what kind of God, Jesus lover stripper are you?
Porn. Get it right.
Uh-uh.
Get it right. Get it right.
She's dabbing her forehead.
All right, stop it right there. What's that?
Yeah. What would you do if somebody came up to you and just started screaming at you? Wet Wet's trying not to laugh. But
she's trying not to, like, have any...
Like, come on. I just had four bitches attack me, and now I come in my dressing room to this.
And you're hiding under the table. Hiding under the table was probably more scary than anything. What are you doing?
Exorcism, like...
Yeah, this girl is definitely got issues.
Disturbed.
Definitely.
I've seen Bible thumpers, Jesus lovers, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not to that extent.
But you can't be on no.
She's
like, so extra, I don't even know what to call it.
She's hiding under the desk like my mom used to get beat up when I was a kid.
So what?
What
are
you
doing?
What used to do when you were a kid?
And then she got up and tried to lie. She got up and tried to lie and say that Wet Wet tried to attack her, which was a lie.
Yeah.
Wet Wet didn't attack you.
She started with the whole demon get out of her, demon.
No, she didn't. You're lying. You're lying.
You have no idea why, because you're trying to perform an exorcism on her.
You're putting your hands on her.
Now she's trying to take her down and body slammed her like she did Lexi Blow. Got her bush tush all over her.
Oh, my God. All right, pause that. What is she doing?
So you will not bother my kids anymore. Get out. Maybe they need to perform the exorcism on her.
Yeah, the witch. Yeah. That's Charlie Murphy for that, yo. I don't think I could live in the house with her and feel safe.
No, definitely not. I mean, she was a little weird to begin with, but now that this is a little extra.
Way more than extra, man.
Why do you think they brought her back?
I know. I don't think they wanted her to leave because she's definitely entertaining.
Right.
But it's creepy and scary.
She brings a different aspect to the show. But when she's fucking
a
like,
dangerous aspect to the show, if you ask me.
This is the first. Like, first she slammed Lexi Blow on her back. Now she just slammed Wet and then hopped on top of her trying to perform exorcism.
Like,
what? Where do they find these bitches? That's all. I think
that was the craziest person I've ever seen on there.
Oh, yeah, probably. I mean, I can't stand Amber.
I don't like Amber either,
and
yo.
I can't stand Wet, but...
I don't...
At least they're semi-normal. This bitch is not normal. There's something wrong with her.
Clearly something wrong with her. Clearly disturbed. But what do we do here? Like, what do you do here with this? Like,
you can't help but laugh at it. I mean,
I don't know if you can laugh at such a troubled person.
I'm sorry. Someone was in it, standing in front of you, talking about putting their hand on your forehead. So I'm going, get out, demon.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at them.
I mean.
For a minute before you get mad. Like, all right, enough is enough.
And then she slammed her.
And then hopped on top of her and said, get out of you, demon. You're going to leave my babies alone.
Yeah. What? Come on, man. Come on.
That girl is definitely troubled. I don't know what happened to her as a child.
Something happened to her.
She's hiding under her desk because her mom got beat up when she was a kid. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know. Something clearly happened to her because that girl is disturbed.
Something's clearly wrong. But, I mean, I don't want to just harp on her.
So they end up sending her home, right?
No. She ends up deciding to leave.
Yeah.
She decided to leave.
Which is for the best.
But before, yeah, it is. It is. It's best for all the people that's in the show, man. Like, you can't have that weird girl there, man. You can't. But before we go, let's talk about all Wet West fights.
Oh, we did. It was Kay Capri, Black Diamond, and Raven.
And Guy, or whatever.
If you call that a fight.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, they fought. Remember, she gave her the fair one. She had,
the only one that got her on the ground. She body slammed him.
But she gave him a fair fight. And who do you think won that fight?
Oh, which one?
When Jocelyn was like, all right, you guys want to fight? Here, fight square up. You know what I mean? It's a fair fight. And then once that happens, it's over. You don't remember that?
Nah, who'd she square up against?
Jocelyn? Yeah, that's what made her leave. Jocelyn said, if you guys want to fight, you guys can fight a fair fight, and it's over. You don't remember? How don't you remember that fight?
Oh, I guess here it is.
That was the best fight. I mean, Wet won again. There we go.
She let him do one-on-one last season with Barbie and Lucky.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And Lucky beat her ass every time.
Yeah.
Sit there with her nipple down all. What the fuck is he doing? Why is he crawling on the ground like a monkey?
Yo, that's what she did to Lexi. Wet West beating that ass.
Yeah.
Wet West beating that ass.
She definitely is. Got her by the back of her head. All this girl can do is body slam people.
Yeah, she's like a wrestler.
Yeah. And that's all. She got her in like a chokehold.
No, you didn't win. She didn't beat Wet. Wet beat her ass, if you ask me. If I was scoring that fight, Wet won, clearly.
face is all busted up.
Whose face is all busted up?
Guy I love. Oh, you see, he's getting up.
Have you ever seen anybody that crazy on a show?
Nah.
Me either.
Titties all scratched up.
Fuzzy bush. Like, what is that all about?
She's got her cheeks all busted up and the side of her face.
Yeah. 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 We're not even going to talk about what you call getting her cheek busted with Red Bull. The tall girl. I don't want to call her out of her name. Kate Capri.
Yeah, I'll say out of...
One girl got her arm broken. The girl got bashed. But one girl got her bashed. But one girl got bashed.
What didn't break her arm? It's just the way she went in, and she ended up like sliding, and her arm went backwards. But it was not that Wet broke her arm.
No, she didn't. But she got her arm broken by fucking with somebody. You're trying to bully. They're trying to bully her at this point.
Just like everybody who hated her just used this as an opportunity to
jump on her.
Gang up on her.
And it's
foul. They weren't jumping her. It was one-on-one each time. But it was like one fight after the next. They take the girl out of one room and bring her to the next room. Somebody else comes after her.
And it's wrong. It's wrong. No. And then they get beat up and want to cry about it.
Did Wet leave in the end?
No, Wet stayed.
Because Jocelyn told Kate Capri she's going to send her home in the beginning of the episode.
Well, she deserves to be sent home. This episode as a whole, from beginning to an end, what would you give the episode? 1 out of 10.
I mean, I'll give
10 being the best and 1 being the worst.
This season?
Thus far. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I would give it like an 8.
It was entertaining, right?
Yeah, it was a good episode.
I liked it.
It was definitely a good episode. Kept me on my seat each time. Like,
it was entertaining, definitely.
That's about the show. It definitely is entertaining. That's for sure.
I think... go ahead.
The man cubs, the Christian porn stars, the wets and the ambers. Like, it's definitely entertaining.
Well, I don't understand why Amber is such a nasty person, you know?
She is.
She's like a bully.
This is the first time she wasn't in the middle of a fight. Or didn't instigate a fight.
The only time she wasn't in it.
And that's only because she got picked, so she was off on the side with the rest of the girls who got picked.
Yeah, she was all happy.
If she would have lost, she probably would have been in there fighting too. Because
she hates Wet Wet.
Yeah, she hates Wet Wet.
But you know what? You know what I noticed? That the one girl hates...
Lollipop.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that either. I'm like, where did that come from? Why do you think Lollipop hates
Kate Capri?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We haven't seen anything yet, but they probably end up fighting. I think she was saying, she was like, she's like, good. She said, good, you got, play another clip. Shit, like.
Oh,
didn't she say, good, good, you got hit in the face?
I don't know. I'd have fun though. Just like at the beginning.
Oh, shit. Did she say, good, you got shot, hit in the face?
What was twerking?
She's so annoying.
You're gonna be a loser. You can't act like a loser.
I think someone every
I'm waiting for the part where she says, that's what she said. She said, all right, boy.
Now, that's something weird to say. All right, stop it.
I was looking at her like, what the fuck? Because she looks like men.
Well,
and there was a question about, like, remember in the second episode, Joss was like,
I need to see your pussy and shit. Oh, God.
So I was looking like, oh, man. I said, bye, boy. So then she's like, I'll take my dick. Oh, wow.
Maybe it's true.
I mean, Doug got some funky little titties.
Yeah. It's
for a
little...
big man cub. Like, he's a big man cub.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to be mean to these young ladies.
She's 6'2". Like,
I mean, she's just a tall woman.
She's a big girl.
And she likes women. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's her choice, you know?
All right. So how did the episode leave off? I kind of fell asleep.
Oh, shit. Well... it left off with Gaia leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else happened?
Yeah, I sat down with the producers. I saw that.
Yeah, and they were like...
That was the last I saw.
All right, well, let's fast forward it. Shit, I kind of forget, too. Because they like... it leaves like on a cliffhanger and shit. What the hell happened?
Somebody
had
somebody else's wig. Somebody threw something at somebody. If I could relive that such a moment, I feel like I would do that shit again.
Yeah, this
was
the end.
Do y'all know that the homegirl just tackled her? Yeah, but then they got it 1-on-1 and they, well, you know, tackled her for the reason. I don't know. I wasn't there. Somebody there. I went to the
back of the campaign.
See? See? I mean, like, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody talking to you.
I don't want to fit up. I don't mind y'all putting each other here and cursing each other out and fighting, but getting tackled down by somebody hiding.
Hiding.
That's
it.
Yeah.
I don't mind y'all doing all this. I don't. But hiding under the table.
All right, let's stop it.
Oh, stop. You threw water first.
You started it and got beat up. You started it and got beat up, and then you want to cry victim.
She threw a water bottle at her first.
Yes.
And Wet picked up the closest thing to her.
And she flipped, and then Wet jumped on that ass. Don't act like the victim after you started it.
Yeah.
You started it because you were mad that you didn't get picked.
You thought you were better than the girls got picked, and that's all it came down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're still a loser.
Stop being a sore loser. I'm trying to blame somebody for you losing.
And like you said,
but like you said, Wet's annoying. I get all that. But come on.
This wasn't the final dance.
No,
like
it wasn't.
Said, they'll have other opportunities.
You weren't getting sent home. It was just this one. But she thinks that highly of herself. That's what it is.
Yeah. And she's probably sitting there watching everybody. I was like, oh, my God. You picked her over me?
Mm-hmm.
You really picked her over me?
And that's her problem. She's upset that she lost. And, I mean, that's good competitiveness.
It started a war, Wet versus the house. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes in the future.
Oh, shit.
How we already know these bitches can't get along. Half the house hates Wet.
Half the house hates...
Kate Capri.
What's her name? The girl...
Amber.
And what's the other girl? The captain that everybody seems to be hating on with Lexi Blow.
Oh, Chanel.
Chanel. Now, I don't understand. There seems to be tension.
Because Chanel.
Jocelyn doesn't like Chanel.
Chanel's right. Two-faced. She smiles mm-hmm. in your face, and then she talks about you behind your back. Like, she's one of them, like, oh, yeah, I'm on your side, But then she's ratting on you.
Mm-hmm. So, give me, all right, then we will end this. Give me four. Give me four that you think have a good chance to winning it.
Oh, I don't even know. Truthfully, it's been all fighting. I haven't really even seen them dance.
The white girls can dance. I'm going to go Amber, the other white girl.
I still think Raven.
I do, too. I think Raven can get jiggy. And I don't know, is Lexi Bloh and Chanel in it or no?
I guess so. I thought they were like house moms, but apparently they're competing.
Yeah.
Lexi Bloh just got picked, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think Lexi Bloh. So I got the two white girls.
So Dimples and Lollipop. Or no, Dimples and Henny. Dimples, Henny. There's
Amber. No, not Amber. Dimples, Henny, Lollipop, Lexi Bloh. That's my four.
I think it's going to be, in the end, I think it's going to be Raven. Yeah, Lexi Bloh.
I like Raven, too. Raven's my fifth.
Who else? I don't know who else besides them. I said from the beginning I thought Raven was going to be at the end.
I thought so, but I don't know if she can dance. But they said, Jocelyn was like, I know. You guys started out first, so you didn't know how hard to go or whatever.
Yeah, it always
but
there,
you know what I mean, it's
tough
to go first, but that's not something that I'm going to hold against you. So that's what the excuse was for that one. So we'll see. I actually want to see these girls dance and see how good they are.
Yeah, because you haven't really seen much of it. It's been a lot more fighting than dancing.
The version scary out of there. it's a good thing. Let's applaud her for actually leaving because she needs to go.
That might bring her back again.
Quarter please. She doesn't deserve. She shouldn't be there. She's a danger to herself and others.
It might bring her back. But all right, I guess that ends our Jocelyn Cabaret recap. There's some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. We got a new number, 631-623-9564, for anybody who wants to call in the future. Follow us on all our social media links. It's in the description. And we'll see y'all later.
Thank you, guys, for listening. Thumbs up everything. And tell your friends to subscribe. We need subscribers and views. Thank you, guys. Peace.